Right now on Tech Daily, I'm joined by Michael McKinnon, Security Advisor with AVG Australia and New Zealand. How are you going?
Very well, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Today we are talking about the latest community-powered threat report to come from AVG and some interesting goodies, findings in here to talk about. First of all, Android smartphones. Very popular. In fact, 59% of market share now. And of course, don't the cyber criminals love that?
Absolutely, Andy. And I think, look, the issue there is that Android is kind of a victim of its own success in this regard because it, you know, having a mobile platform that has become so prevalent means that it's been an incredibly great target for cyber criminals to go after. And, you know, we've seen a prevalence in the last quarter or so of some change in tactics about the way the cyber criminals are infecting Android devices specifically. You know, we've been telling people for a long time, don't hack your Android device. You know, there's this horrible terms, you know, that's called rooting your Android device, and it refers to applying a patch in such a way that you give applications on your phone the ability to have super user access. It's called super user access, and what it means is that applications on your device could actually overwrite, you know, everything on the entire device itself.
Wow.
So, you know, as a and people do this because they want to get around, you know, having to purchase software sometimes. They want to use, you know, pirate copies of stuff, you know, whatever they're trying to do. And the problem is it breaks the fundamental security of the device. And so we've been telling people, don't do this to your phones and, you know, you'll be nice and safe. Now, guess what's happened in the last quarter? The bad guys have worked this out. And now they've built that feature into their malware. So it now does this to your device.
And as a result, we've now got something that can turn your smartphone into a zombie. Explain that.
Yeah, that's right. More. So look, the interesting thing here is that just like on PC, with PC malware, we've seen the evolution of things like rootkits. And this is malicious software that can get into your system and really take a foothold into your machine in such a way that it's almost impossible to remove without, you know, reinstalling the entire operating system.
Factory reset.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is what's happened with the Android world and with the malware that we're now seeing there. We're in a similar position where we've got things going onto these devices in such a way it's very hard to remove. And the whole idea of turning your phone into a zombie is that it can literally, there could be a process running on your phone that is communicating with the cyber criminals across the internet connection. You don't know it's running on your phone, and they can do a whole bunch of things. Some of the examples of what we've seen are things like malicious applications on mobile devices sending premium SMS subscription messages.
Yeah.
And then, you know, premium services, if you subscribe to a premium service, typically they'll send you a message back that says, you know, confirm this subscription. Well, this malware can actually intercept that confirmation message coming back to your phone so you never see it. And then
right.
they can actually confirm the subscription without you doing anything.
So run up your phone bill, basically.
Run up your phone bill,
okay.
And then the funds get redirected to the cyber crooks. And the idea is they do this in such a way that it's only $3 or $4 a month on your phone bill. You may never notice. It might be months go by.
But across how many users, and there's
exactly
the money.
Exactly right. And they're making tens of thousands of dollars a day.
Also, I guess in terms of infected apps, we're seeing this app or unofficial app, Angry Birds Space, as well. What's happening there?
Well, Angry Birds, you know, it's a hugely popular game. I mean, you know, nearly everyone's heard of Angry Birds,
yep.
Right? Yeah, it's a great game, right?
Yes.
Now, what happened is at some time, I think late last year, might have even been early this year, Angry Birds, or the creators of the Angry Birds game, teamed up with the guys at NASA, and they created an official version of the Angry Birds game called Angry Birds Space.
Right.
So there is a legitimate game called Angry Birds Space. But what happened, and this is kind of a feature of the way Android apps are distributed, The bad guys got hold of this game, knew it would be hugely popular, and they unextracted the game, injected some malware into the game,
right.
And then sort of packaged the whole thing back up. And then they distributed it across websites across the world. And so people got sucked into downloading the Angry Birds Space game on their Android device. And it wasn't from the official Google Marketplace,
right.
The official Google Play Store. So, you know, the tip there is if you want to avoid getting infected by things like that, just always download from an official source. Never download or respond to a download request for an app from a link that you might have clicked on directly.
Right. And this is, I guess, one of the downsides of the open nature of Android is the fact that there is that ability to not just have your software or your apps coming from one place, but of course the legitimate source being the Google marketplace there is probably the best place to go, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So really, you know, and it's not just Google Play. There are a couple of other sort of official sources which are pretty good. You know, Samsung have their own, and there's a few others around the world that are okay to use. So you just got to be mindful of doing it, you know, in a proper way. And just again, don't download. So an Android app, if you try and download it directly to a phone, it's a .apk file.
Okay.
So the thing to look out for is a .apk file. If that looks like something that you're downloading into your phone, don't do that.
All right, next up from the latest threat report, for PC users, obviously people getting sucked into clicking on things they shouldn't and it's bringing them undone. That sums up quite a few things, but what's going on? What are we finding in the latest threat report?
Look, you know, the social engineering tactics that are afoot online never cease to amaze us. Mm. You know, some of the examples that have propped up, you know, a lot of these social engineering tactics tend to target men, and they tend to target pornography as a kind of lure as well. And so one of the things that was observed in the last quarter has been some celebrity style sex videos that have popped up online. And you know, you see things like this on Facebook occasionally.
Yeah, Paris Hilton and that sort of thing.
Exactly, you know, these sorts of things. And the idea is that, you know, you'll end up on a website, there's a very, you know, persuasive looking thumbnail image of the video.
But there is no video, is there?
Well, that's the trick,
yes, right?
And look, perhaps that's the most disappointing thing of this whole scam. There is no video, right? And the thing is here that the bad guys, they know that this thumbnail, this persuasive thumbnail is quite attractive for people to click on. So hidden behind it is basically a request to download some special player software. And what you're effectively doing is you're infecting your own computer,
right?
Because you're then installing some software, which is never going to give you access to this non-existent video in the first place.
No video player, something else.
But what it is going to do is install a neat Trojan or a password stealer or something that's going to reveal some personal information about you.
Okay, so for PC users, and I guess we can, you know, refer back to our mobile device users as well, how do we avoid all of this apart from a bit of common sense?
Well, look, I think there are a few key things that people need to be doing. You need to be updating your computers and your mobile devices. That really is the key. Before you use any sort of internet security software, if you're not, you know, using up-to-date software and up-to-date systems, you're really in a world of trouble anyway. Then it's really important that you have your system protected. If you are just doing some general surfing on the web, for example, with your computer, then something like AVG Free is a good choice.
Yes.
People can go to avgfree.com.au. If you do more in e-commerce transactions and some internet banking, then something like avg.com.au or the AVG Internet Security 2012 would be a good choice. And for iPhone and iPad users, AVG have a product called AVG Family Safety that they can find in the App Store. This is really great for parents who have iPads that their children may be using and they want to allow them to surf the web safely.
Yes. Right.
So what they can do is they can download AVG Family Safety. They can just search for that in the App Store. And it's a web browser that will only allow you to view safe websites. And any non-safe content that's been flagged by AVG gets a little pop-up warning, and it just tells you that you know, the material has been classified in a certain category, you know, gambling, you know, pornography, whatever it might be, and it stops your children from viewing that kind of content. So it's a really good thing for people to look at with those devices.
That sounds great, because, of course, how many kids get their hands on mum and dad's iPad now?
Exactly.
Lots.
Also, for Android devices, there's AVG Mobilation. Yes. People can go to avg.com.au/mobilation, and that's a great choice too for securing Android devices.
Brilliant. And of course, more information on anything security related, head to avg.com.au. Michael McKinnon, thanks again.
Thanks very much. Always a pleasure.